Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and it will deal with a light agenda that includes appointments to the Aviation Advisory Committee, as well as to the Housing Advisory Board. The supervisors will also continue the county air quality emergency due to poor air quality caused by wildfires. In action items, the board is expected to approve a grant funding proposal for the Victim Witness Program at the DA's office through the State Office of Emergency Services. Approval of the one-year application will ensure the county will be reimbursed for up to $185,000 in services provided to the victims of crime and the victims of domestic violence. The program assisted 702 new victims and 54 new witnesses in fiscal year 2014-2015. The funding allows the county to reimburse those victims and witnesses for out-of-pocket expenses. The funding also allows for two full-time witness program specialists. The board must approve the grant application by a 4/5 vote. The supervisors will also throw their support behind the tax collector's office in its attempt to collect transient occupancy taxes from Airbnb, the online room rental service that is currently fighting attempts in Sacramento to have corporations collect the 10% tax and pay the counties in which it operates. Several California counties have combined their efforts to get Airbnb to comply with local tax laws, and County Tax Collector John Bartholomew has issued a letter requesting that Airbnb set up a monthly or quarterly payment of the tax. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced a bill in the legislature that has stalled in committee. That bill would require Airbnb and other online hosting sites to not only comply with local tax laws, but to also provide detailed information about where the rentals are taking place, something Airbnb does not want to do in order to protect the local renters' privacy. A head-on collision on Highway 299 on Sunday morning sent the two drivers to the hospital with serious injuries, and on Monday, one of those drivers died as a result of his injuries. The CHP reports that 82-year-old Hoopa resident Christopher Colgrove was pronounced dead by doctors at Mercy Hospital in Reading on Monday morning. Colgrove was headed westbound on 299 when he lost control of his vehicle. It traveled into the eastbound lane and collided head-on with a pickup. Colgrove suffered injuries to his head, neck, and back in the crash and was airlifted to Reading. The second driver was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of her injuries. The fires burning around Ruth Lake, the Mad River complex, are now 95% contained, and the voluntary evacuation order for rural residents in the area of the Lassick Fire have been lifted. The sheriff's office had issued the order in early August as the fire grew and spread rapidly, and after scorching more than 37,000 acres, the three fires that make up the complex are under control. The river complex stands at 45% containment, and smoke from those fires continues to impact Willow Creek, Hoopa, and other small communities in the area. The Gaskee Fire continues to burn in rugged terrain in Del Norte County, and smoke from the four fires of that complex is an issue for residents both inland and along the coast as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Two terms as a county supervisor is enough for 3rd District Representative Mark Lovelace. Lovelace announced earlier this summer that he will not seek re-election after his second term ends in 2016, and two candidates, Uri Driscoll and Mike Wilson, have already announced their intention to replace Lovelace. Lovelace took over for John Woolley and said that running for the supervisor seat was never a long-term goal. It just grew naturally from his work as a local activist.
At that point, I'd been working, as an advocate, activist, a whole range of county issues, land use planning, environmental issues, affordable housing, economic development, circulation. My range of issues had kept expanding to where he decided to step out. It seemed like, well, I'm already working on so many of these county issues. Maybe it would just be, a good thing to, step up to that.
Much has changed over the past 6.5 years, both at the local level and at the state level. Lovelace said that a different board dynamic and changing landscape are the reasons he will not seek a third term.
Clearly, when you're an elected official, you've got two options for how you change your path, and one is you decide and the other is the voters decide. In my case, the job has changed tremendously, but in the time that I've been on the board, it's the entire board has changed, and so the nature of how this board functions is very different than the one I came on to.
While Lovelace has decided to not run for another term, First District Supervisor Rex Bone announced earlier this month that he will seek re-election. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.